Hey, this is Chris of Social Media for RealEstateAgents.com. I want to talk a little bit about paid blogs versus free blogs. I think free blogs have their place. In fact, I think if you're blogging for the first time, you probably want to start with a free blog. Let me explain why. In the beginning, you're not going to be very good at it. Unless you're an English major or you're a person who likes to write, you're going to suck at it initially. With a free blog, you know, there's no risk. If you find out that you really don't like blogging, you didn't put up any money and lose it. Okay? If you find that you like video, some of your first videos are going to be really bad. The production quality is going to be really low. You're not going to be very good at editing. You may want to try to do it in one take and just throw it up there. That's okay. You know, you got to learn, you got to get it out there, but at least, you know, you're getting started and you didn't have to put up a big upfront investment to do it. When you've been blogging consistently on a regular basis, putting out whatever you figure out works for you, a post a day, multiple posts a day, three posts a week, whatever fits you and your business and your time constraints, then, you know, maybe you want to pay up and get a paid blog. I think that free blogs also give you a chance to experiment. If you go back since 2006, I've had maybe 4 blogs on Blogger. I've had 8 blogs on WordPress.com. I've had 2 blogs on ActiveRain. I've had a blog on MySpace. I've had a Tumblelog. I've had blogs all over the place. And some of them, I set them up. I did all kind of design. I changed the header. I created custom headers. And I never put a post on them. I learned a lot about how to set those up and how to do that. I even learned how to do editing in Photoshop to create those images to put in those headers. So I learned something by setting them up, but it didn't cost me anything except my time. Now, if I had to pay for each of those, you know, maybe I wouldn't have done that. Maybe I would have spent more time writing, but, you know, that's arguable. So if you're experimenting with blogging, you're trying it out, go ahead, get a free blog, throw it out there and see what happens. If you're a real estate agent, I would urge you to start blogging on ActiveRain. ActiveRain used to be free. It's now paid. But I think that what you're getting for what you pay is worth it, because you're, from an SEO perspective, ActiveRain has a lot of Google juice. There are a lot of inbound links pointing at ActiveRain that make ActiveRain results appear higher in the search results. So if you're blogging on there, it's a better chance that your site's going to be found, your ActiveRain blog's going to be found, than if you had a blog on your own domain. I'm just going to leave it at that for today. This is Chris of Social Media for RealEstateAgents.com. Check out my site. Add the RSS feed to your feed reader if you're a person who uses RSS. I post there not as frequently as I would like, but fairly frequently. And if you want some more information, check out the website or feel free to give me a call on my Google Voice number at 504-208-1766. 504-208-1766. You can also find me on Twitter at Chris Johnston. That's C-H-R-I-S-J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.